Hi there, it's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And one of my friends is someone who is now a new regular contributor to the show, Debbie Gisoni. Debbie is an author, a speaker, a motivator, and she's someone who truly loves the value of movement and relishes all forms of exercise and sports. And Debbie has some commentary to tell you why that is just so important.
I'm sure there are a lot of things in life that you appreciate, whether that's eating a good meal and complimenting the chef, or maybe watching a movie and telling all your friends about it, or maybe saying I love you to your partner. But there's one thing that we need to appreciate more that we sometimes take for granted, and that is the one thing that actually allows us to get through life and is our vehicle for life, and that's our body. And the way to appreciate our body, of course, is to take care of it, to love it, to pamper it, to use it, to exercise it, to help the blood flow in whatever way you can. If you're one of the many millions of people in this world who can categorize themselves as couch potatoes that don't get a lot of exercise in your life, I could give you so many reasons to move your body and so many ways and tips and information that will help you see that moving your body is the best thing that you can do in your lifetime. Your body is the vehicle that's been given to you to go through life. It's the thing that allows you to get from point A to point B. It allows you to play sports. It allows you to see. It allows you to smell. It allows you to do whatever you want to do in this lifetime. And we often forget about this until we don't have our body, or we're sick, or we get disabled or something like that. Don't wait until it's too late to use your body. Unlike other vehicles that you might have, like your car, your body can't be traded in every 2 years. You only get one for the lifetime, so you really have to make sure you treat it well. I was really lucky growing up because I had the experience of being very physically active from a very young age, and I really, really enjoyed it, and I still enjoy it to this day. I could remember, maybe 5 or 6 years old, sitting in front of the TV with my mother, watching Jack LaLanne and doing exercises on the floor. Now, I'm probably dating myself a little bit because Jack LaLanne hasn't been on for a really long time, but I could remember the importance of actually doing that with my mother. And of course, back in those days, we did a lot of things outside. We played outside, we danced outside. I remember, you know, dancing on the streets with my girlfriends to a portable record player that we used to use. I remember riding bikes. I remember lots of things outside and running around that a lot of kids today don't get the chance to do. As I got older, I still thought that exercise was really, really important for me, not because I wanted to lose weight, but because I wanted to feel better. It always made me feel better to be active. And I got into a lot of different types of exercise programs, and I even taught exercise for a while. I mean, I was one of the first people who got a mini trampoline when they came out. I was probably one of the first people who got a set of rollerblades when they came out. I was always looking for new ways to move my body and have some fun and get some blood flowing. Dancing has always been a really important part of that for me as well. Now, it might not be for you, but for me, that was one of my ways that I really got enjoyment in moving my body, and I felt really good about it. I also don't remember a lot of my friends being overweight or couch potatoes either. I think when you're active, you tend to hang around with other people that are active too, which makes sense, right? At one point in high school, I was even into a lot of weight training, and that was really fun for me too. Of course, as the years go on and I get a little older, I'm a little bit easier with my body, as everyone should be. It's a little harder to recuperate from injuries as you get a little older, as I'm sure you've seen yourself. I've been a lot more gentler with my body as I get older. I've traded in my weight machine for a Pilates machine, but I still ride bicycles a lot. both mountain biking and road biking, and I still ski and I still walk and hike, and I work out about 6 days a week. I always give myself about a day off a week, and I try to do something to move my body anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And on days when I don't have that much time, I just do a little bit. So what do you do for exercise? I am always looking for new ideas because I love it so much. So find me on Twitter and let me know.
A lover of movement and exercise and someone who really appreciates the body and what it does, author, speaker, motivator Debbie Jasone on this edition of America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone.
Harrison with you. Ice cream giant Ben & Jerry's is testing the first climate-friendly freezer. Trials are in Boston and Washington, D.C. and should get the green light from the EPA. This green freeze technology is in more than 300 million refrigerators worldwide, but wasn't allowed here until Ben & Jerry's pressured the government. Green freezers are not only 10% more energy efficient, but come without hydrofluorocarbons, or HFCs, which have 1,400 times the global warming impact of simple carbon dioxide and are responsible for 17% of all global warming pollution. So with stronger hurricanes, rising sea levels, and vanishing polar bears, this climate-safe green freezer will at least keep your chunky monkey cold as ever.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His gold shoes were as unforgettable as his four Olympic gold medals. He made history at the 96 Games by winning both the 200 and 400 meter races.
Michael Johnson is in front. They're in the hole straight away. He's got it. World record Superman flies again.
So where is Michael Johnson now? Michael's training center in Dallas is an official training partner of the Cowboys, Stars, and FC Dallas. He's a motivational speaker, and he wrote a book called Gold Rush. In 2010, Michael was a contestant on Celebrity Apprentice. And who can forget the commercials he did for Nike?
I was running in my Arizona Spiridons and heard this little girl say, "Mommy, why is that man all blurry? Why can't people see the real me?"
Because you're just too dang fast, Mike. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.